KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a clear sky, 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny today, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In an update to our story last hour, officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office report a Nebraska man was injured during an explosion Tuesday morning at OSI in Oakland. Sheriff Jeff Danker says just before 11 a.m., the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office was dispatched to 21876 Highway 59 to assist Oakland Rescue with an industrial accident. Upon arrival, the deputy and first responders from Oakland found that 24-year-old Dalton Anderson of rural Ashland, Nebraska, had been performing maintenance on a generator when some type of explosion occurred. Anderson told authorities that he was splashed with hot liquid that had come from the generator, burning his face and chest. The man was transported to CHI Mercy in Council Bluffs for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Two transients were arrested in Council Bluffs on theft and other charges following an investigation into the theft of pickup trucks from Pottawatomie and Mills counties. According to Bluffs Police, 35-year-old David Spracklin was arrested March 6th in Fremont, Nebraska, by members of the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force. He was wanted on warrants charging him with two counts of theft in the first degree, four counts of forgery, credit card forgery, identity theft, conspiracy, and ongoing criminal conduct. 32-year-old Sarah Novi was arrested Tuesday in Omaha by members of the same task force on warrants charging her with two counts of theft in the first, credit card forgery, conspiracy, and ongoing criminal conduct. Both were being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. The investigation into the duo's alleged activities began just before 7 a.m. on January 27th, when a white 2015 Ford F-250 pickup was stolen from the parking lot of Bucky's on North 16th Street in Council Bluffs. Officials say in the early afternoon hours of February 11th, a red-colored 2012 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup was stolen from a farm in Mills County. Later that same afternoon, the vehicle's owner noticed that his stolen truck was parked in the parking lot of Mid-States Bank, occupied by a man and a woman. The owner called 911, but before the arrival of police, the truck drove to the No Frills supermarket and pulled in next to a white Ford F-250. The female exited the Dodge and got into the Ford. The police arrived at this time and attempted to stop the Dodge Ram. Both vehicles then fled the area, failing to stop for the officer. A little after 2 a.m. on February 15th, the Council Bluffs police officer pulled into the Bucky's parking lot and again noticed a white Ford F-250 had just pulled into the lot from the opposite drive. As the officer drove toward the truck, it sped out of the lot and traveled westbound on Avenue A at a high rate of speed. The truck was found abandoned minutes later near the intersection of North 34th Street and Avenue A. This was the same vehicle that had been stolen on January 27th. At around 7:40 p.m. on February 19th, a vehicle fire was reported in the 3500 block of Gifford Road. After the fire was extinguished, it was determined that this was the same vehicle that had been stolen in Mills County on February 11th. During the course of the investigation into the thefts, Spracklin and Novi were identified as being in possession of both stolen trucks. They've also been identified as having tried to pass forged checks at Walmart and Home Depot in Council Bluffs. Warrants for their arrests were issued on March the 4th. Police in Creston arrested two people early this morning. 24-year-old Kendall Lee Ross of Creston was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center at around 3:10 a.m. on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 1:45 a.m., 31-year-old Daniel Floyd Edwards of Orient was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for driving while suspended. He was later released on $300 bond. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.